Hi everybody, it's Susan Bittner. I am reaching out to you during a very weird time of our life. I've been through several events before, but this is probably the most unique time in history where we just don't know what to expect. And I'm choosing to believe in the positive while still believing the scientists and not choosing social media to guide my information. So I think that's a good point for everybody to remember, that a meme is not an actual real news source. But one of the things I wanted to talk about today is that I am home with two teenagers. One is a junior in high school and one is a sophomore in college. The sophomore is very sad because her college year has been shortened. We had to move her out of her dorm and move her home, and her sorority activities were ended, and her when you talk to your friends all the time and you're with them all the time and you're not with your parents all the time, I think you mourn that opportunity. And she's very, very smart. She's actually in this biosciences field and just switched out of being pre-med to like a medical anthropology, which I don't know what that means, but it sounds kind of cool. But so she's very cognizant of, you know, doing the right thing and understands spread and epidemiology and all of that. The junior in high school is also very smart, probably too smart for her own good, and she gets bored very easily. And so it's been a challenge to keep her occupied and keep her mind away from what she's missing. And that's the thing, I think, you know, in our generation, I think a Gen Xer. I don't know. I was raised in the 80s and graduated high school in the 80s and started my college in the 80s. So I have been through what they used to call us as latchkey kids. We basically raised ourselves and we entertained ourselves, and we knew that if we had to be by ourselves, that was okay. We didn't have contact with all of our friends all of the time. I remember writing notes to girlfriends in school, and you almost had to wait a whole day before you knew what that person had to say. There wasn't Snapchat or any TikTok or, you know, any of those things that they have now. And I know that makes me sound old, sort of like walking uphill both ways to go to this, you know, get to school in the snow, which I kind of did. But, you know, of course, we went downhill too. But, you know, I think it prepared us a little bit for this. The boomers are freaking out. My in-laws are just like arguing with everything about not having any sort of physical contact with other people. And, you know, we try to explain to them what social distancing is. And I've encouraged my husband and my daughter, who went recently to see them, to tell them about physical distancing versus social distancing. And no, you can't go to your church meetings, and no, you can't go to the store. Let us do that for you. You're 80 years old. So it's been really interesting to weather this process. I'm sure there's others that are my age that can relate to what I'm saying, because at least in that way, I have not had a problem being at home and being not around people. It's not that I don't love my friends or want to be with people in general. I just don't have that need to do it 24/7. So in this challenging, weird time, you know, the goal is, of course, to stay healthy and not have our friends succumb to any sort of illness or our family members succumb to any sort of illness. Obviously, we want everybody to stay healthy and come out of this on the other side better for whatever this experience is going to teach us. But I'd be curious to know what others are doing to entertain those teenagers who feel like their world has ended, because while they're social media junkies, they're very also entitled to do whatever. And I know that's that part of that, you're not indispensable, but you're not able, like, you don't grasp the idea that something could ever happen to you. And for whatever reason, that word is escaping me, but I feel like that's what they're experiencing. So we can't be mad at them. We just have to help guide them through it. But yeah, anybody has any ideas that they would love to pass along, leave me a message on my page, and it's the Susan.Bittner /messages off of Anchor. I would love to know what you're thinking, and, you know, I will use it, maybe if you allow me to, on my next podcast so that we can talk more in depth about what people are doing. So I hope that you're doing well. I wanted to just shoot this out today just to let you know that I'm thinking of everyone and praying that this is a smooth crazy time, but that we have transitioned back to a more normal state come summer, and that any of you that are self-employed like I am can find a way to also keep yourself busy and make yourself relevant so that people will continue to look for you during times like this as an expert. And I'd also love to talk about that a little bit more next time. So for now, have a great day, and you know, drink a glass of wine if you need to. I think it's okay right now. So talk to you soon. Bye-bye.